Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's good?
Merry New Year!
Merry New Year!
Yeah. What up? What's going on, everybody? We are back in the house. Happy New Year to everyone. It is Big Red.
Yes.
And Brother B.
Yes.
Back. 2020. Clarity.
That's right.
With the menu.
That's right, clarity.
Menu. What's up? What's up? What's up? What's good? What's up? Listen, real quick, to all those that made it to another year, God bless. Those that didn't, we indeed say a prayer, and you will be missed, you know.
Yes,
even
definitely.
Though life goes on, you will be missed. Some things, you know, in life, we sometimes take the littlest things for granted. And the presence of, you know, people, loved ones, you know, sometimes things may get too busy, you know, distance may separate us, but real talk, man, you never know. As they say in the Bible, no one knows the minute or the hour. So, you know, sometimes
that's right.
We just got to make the time. Even if we may not have it, got to make some time, phone call, a text message, email, a pop-up, a visit, something. You know, we got to look out for one another. There's a lot of craziness going on in the world. Not even going to get into it. But, you know, once again, like I said, we got to look out for one another. Big shout-out to the Absolute Truth crew. Was back in the house last night. I wasn't able to catch it, man. I was
me neither.
Yeah, I was toast.
I wanted to, but, I was
toast.
Out of it.
Yeah, so it's all good. And once again, it is Big Red and Brother B with the menu. Guest calling number 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. How you doing, Red? What's up? What's good?
I'm good. I'm chilling. My New Year started off right, and I'm happy about that. I mean, I never really have any issues with, you know, New Year's, but, you know, like I said, I spend it with, you know, me and my friends or whoever. I spend it with my kids or whatever. So, you know, it started off right, you know. I'm happy. Like, I was almost in tears the other night because I'm like, well, my New Year's, like, really started off good.
And that's a beautiful thing. That's definitely a beautiful thing.
It just felt good. It felt really good.
And that's how it's supposed to be. You know. Like I said, it's the little things that we take for granted. You know, sometimes the Most High, the universe, shows us things that we don't want to see, but sometimes we know, and we have to address it, whether we like it or not. It may be one door closing, you know, for another. You know, we don't see the open door yet, but, you know, we got to look for it, you know, because it's there. You know, sometimes life has a way to, you know, to, you know, set the fire under your ass and get you moving in the direction you need to be in. You know, so I'm thankful for certain things that I'm seeing. You know, I interpret it how I choose to interpret it for myself and not for anyone else. But as long as I feel you keep it positive and on the up and up, you know, you really can't go wrong. You know, a lot of people dwell in the negative. But, you know, it's positive. Like I said, year 2020, like they say scientifically, 2020 is perfect vision. So what is your vision for this year and beyond? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What is your clarity, man? What are you working with? What you looking at? You know, what's your goals? You know, set it up. You know.
Absolutely.
While you're here, got your faculties. Even if you don't. Even if you're running on like two cylinders instead of four, make it happen. There's people out there with no excuses, so don't make it. No. Make
Absolutely.
It either. But,
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm glad everything was good with you.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, you deserve it. You deserve it. You know. You
Yeah, thank you. You deserve all of yours too as well.
Man, I actually went to work. I went to work.
You know what?
I'm on my grind, but it gets to a point where you got to shift gears in your grind and kind of take it to the next level. You know, take it in another direction. Because I can keep grinding for somebody else and making somebody else rich, but all I'm going to do is just keep grinding. Same position, just doing the same thing while everybody else doing what they need to do. So, like I said, I think I need to make moves in another direction. A direction that's conducive to my journey.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So,
absolutely. Absolutely.
It is what it is. But did you bring the cat with you? Did you bring the cat?
Did I bring the cat with me? What?
Yeah.
When I went
out? You left the cat at home? Yeah, man. You left the cat.
Of course.
How you going to leave the cat at home for New Year's, man? You don't do that. That's not bad.
Well, listen, where was she going? I don't know where she was going. I mean, I got a carrier for her. Yeah, well, where I was with it, she had a cat there, so.
Oh, okay. See? Then
I don't think that
would
have worked out. Yeah, right. They would have been fighting.
But maybe.
They'd have been fighting the whole time.
You never know. They could have been cousins. Well, never know.
Oh, no.
Should have been lost long ago.
Cousins. Stupid.
Oh, never know.
Yeah,
you
that's
know,
true.
One thing, you know, like I said, we didn't catch the, you know, neither one of us caught the Absolute Truth show last night. We said that I have to catch it on the replay. But
okay.
You know, I saw the topic and you know, I would like to have been a part of the discussion, but the whole thing is I don't want to really discuss it now. One thing I do want to kind of say briefly before we go into our topic is that, you know, I said it before and I'll say it again, I'm tired of the labels. And I don't think it's really fair to label these men and women, these mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, daughters, sons, in uniform that are overseas fighting, putting their lives in harm's way, sacrifices that they're making, you know, for somebody else's bullshit.
Right.
I don't really want to look at them as soldiers. I just want to look at them as human beings. You know, because they're human first. Human people who, you know, who made certain choices, you know, and it's all good. But I just rather look at the humanity of the person, the sacrifice that they're making, you know, for what they believe in. And
right.
For those who don't say it, I will say it for you. You know, we appreciate you all and hope that you do return home safely. You know,
right.
It's sad.
Definitely.
It's a sad state of affairs, but you know what? It's nothing new. It's what certain individuals, especially the people that have built this country, this is what they are about. It's blood. It is what it is.
Of course.
None of their children.
You know that's what it's about.
On the front line. Yeah, none of their children will be on the front line, so it's not like, you know, it's of no consequence to them. But once again, you know, we do want to say our prayers. And hopefully, all of you, return home safe. Yeah, you know, it may sound unrealistic, but I'm gonna keep hope alive. Hope all of you return home safe. You know.
Right, absolutely, because it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
It's ridiculous.
But once again, the menu on Blog Talk Radio. Our topic for tonight, okay, is why can't the black dollar stay in the community? Oh, right. Man.
Now,
since this was your topic, right? I mean, shall I start? Shall you start? I mean, how you, you know, which
one? You can start. You can start. I'll let you set it off this time.
Okay. Thank you. Why does the black dollar stay in our community? Because we don't have one. You don't have a community. Mm-hmm. When you have a community, that means you value where you live. You value the people that, you know, you see on a day-to-day basis. You value all that you have around you within the place that you live. I don't think there are a lot of areas, you know, that you can still call communities anymore. I mean, a lot of people just don't take value or stock in where they live at. They just see it as a dwelling, a place where some of them feel trapped. And, you know, why contribute to it? Why contribute to the person that you probably hate just because they're doing better than you? Because, you know, we can be our biggest haters. You know,
mm-hmm.
You want to hate on the next man for making something happen, but you'll go spend $500 that you really don't have for Gucci. Or you'll go someplace and buy something, you know, from somebody else. But, you know, you got, you know, Joe Schmo down the block just opened a clothing store. They're making all their own designs, but, you know, you don't want to support them. Even though their stuff may, you know, may be your style, a little trendy, you know, you don't want to support them because, you know, oh, it's too expensive, but you'll spend $100 for some jeans. Their jeans
right.
Maybe $50, but, you know, oh, they're not name brands, so, you know. I mean, listen, to each his own. But if we don't spend money with us, who will? This is why a lot of times some of our businesses don't succeed because we don't support one another. How can you want me to support you if you don't support what we need as a people? We pump our dollars
exactly.
So many other things, you know, other than where we live, or pump our money into how we should be living. There's no reason why there should be a hood. Community, yes, but not a hood. But, you know, some people find, you know, that hood thing more adventurous, fantastic.
Appealing.
Oh, yeah, hood. And this, yeah, appealing. Thank you. Appealing. There's nothing appealing about it. Whether it's a pissy stairwell, pissy elevator, garbage on the street, there's nothing appealing about it.
Street, yep.
How could you take pride in yourself but not pride in where you live at? Part of that is a reflection of you. Where you live is a reflection of you. That's like you're coming outside looking all fresh, but your house dirty.
Yep. I see that. I see that a lot.
Yeah, how does that work? But, you know, it is what it is, man. I mean, like I said,
well,
some of us are our biggest haters.
Right. Well, I feel that the black dollar doesn't stay in the community because, you know, you have a lot of, like, people are ignorant.
Big
Very
time.
Ignorant. Huh?
I said big time.
Yeah, people are very ignorant, and it's like, you know, I mean, I kind of see, like, okay, I could say it's a half and half thing. If you have a shop and say, or say somebody is, they have a business, and, you know, sometimes people don't know how to run business as well. Some black people don't know how to run business as well. They think they do, but they really don't. They just think, oh, you just open up something, oh, we got people coming in and this, that, and other.
I'm a boss.
Huh?
I'm a boss.
Right.
I open up a store, I'm a boss.
Right. But you have to learn how to, you know, in terms of, like, customer service and you know, getting the product out there, you have to learn how to maneuver it a certain type of way. But, you know, that's kind of like the ignorance of what I mean. Like, You just open up the store and you just think that, you know, people are going to come in. Bob, but you have to you have to learn the logistics of everything before you just go and do that. So sometimes that may turn people off from saying, okay, I'm going to shop in this shop. So then they'll go elsewhere, which is unfortunately, you know, other neighborhoods, and then they'll go and get that same thing. Just like you said, they'll go get that same thing from somebody else, and they're going to pay that top dollar for it, or they'll pay more than what, you know, your people's may, you know, your own people may have that same thing, and it may be a little less cheaper, or it may be expensive, but then you go, oh, I'm not getting it from them. But it may be because, you know what, I didn't like the customer service. Like, I'll say that there's a place that I used to get hair from when I was doing the weavy thing. And, mm-hmm. you know, they had an IG. You know, they was on IG, and, you know, a lot of people was ranting and raving. I had friends, oh, I'll go there. Went there. It was all right when I went there the first time. Second time around, and I had, you know, a family member that went as well. And she went before I did, and she told me that their customer service is, like, really nasty. Like, the young ladies in there were getting, like, nasty. And I was like, nah. I said, I'll go. You know, I went there. They was good. When I went there that time, with her, yeah. Customer service, the girl, you know, the girls that supposed to be helping you with the hair, they acted like they didn't want to help. And it's like that turn, you know, that's a turnoff. So it's just like, come on, like, if you want your money to stay in the neighborhood, but sometimes it's all about the attitude, the customer service. You can, you know, because you got your family members working there. Listen, them family members that work in them Dunkin' Donuts, they make sure they be on point because they want people to keep coming to Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, you know what, you know what the issue is. One of the issues I got called spade a spade. And I could be wrong. A lot of our people don't like to humble themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You see how you go in some of these Asian spots, they, you know, people get their, you know, they're very disrespectful towards the people that are doing their nails and their feet and all this and that. You know, they want to talk, you know, down to them sometimes. But
mm-hmm.
They eat that. Why? Because they know you're going to keep coming back. I don't know why sometimes our people feel that they have to shit on somebody or say something disrespectful or think that they, I don't know, maybe because you got a little money that day, you're feeling yourself and you know, you think you're better, but you're not. Actually, you know,
yeah,
when you
right,
stuff
absolutely.
Like that, you know, when you belittle people, you know, you prove how ignorant and inhumane you are and how you're not
mm-hmm.
really deserving of certain things. You know, one thing I find interesting is how we chase money, but money eludes some of us because we're too busy chasing something that some of us don't even know how to handle.
Mm-hmm.
Humbling yourself is very important. And I think if more of our people learn, you know, the humility of things, you know, things would change. Maybe, you know, whatever business that you're doing, because if you can't, you know, supply some good customer service, nobody's messing with you.
Right,
you know,
absolutely.
No matter how good your prices are, you know, no matter, oh, if you're black owned or whatever, like, nobody's going to deal with you because no one's going to tolerate the disrespect. But there are other people out there that will because they know that you're going to keep coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they just eat that. And I think that, you know, that's one of our, you know, issues of why our money doesn't stay in our community because we're too busy being a little too, you know, salty and snappy with one another or we're looking for the
mm-hmm.
discount. Yo,
right.
Black
yeah,
home,
exactly.
Right? Yo, hook a brother up, hook a sister up. Yo, you know, what's good, you know. You know, I get a discount. No.
No, exactly.
You
ain't going to ask you're right. You don't go to my other neighborhoods and ask them for a discount.
Exactly. They'll look at you and be like, get the hell out of my store before I call the police. Yeah. So, I mean, so why go into like a black owned store, you know, a store in, you know, your area and always looking for that discount? Why?
All right.
Some people, listen. sometimes you think a Jewish man walks up in a Jewish store and he's looking for a discount for what? Nah, he's gonna pay his money. You think Asian woman goes up in one of the Chinatown and they're looking for a discount? No, they're gonna pay their money.
All right.
Now through time, once you become a loyal customer, which, you know, sometimes some of our people don't know either. And once again, this is a general conversation, of course. This is not picking on, but, you know, it's just an observation. You know, some of our people do not know how to be loyal customers. Because after a while, after you become a loyal customer, sometimes you get the breaks. You get the, don't worry.
Yeah.
This one's on me. Or no, give me this. Oh, yeah, I've got you. You got to earn that. That's something that has to be earned. You just don't give it just because you got the money. The grand scheme of things, the money don't mean shit. Consistency does. Money, you can get that from anybody.
Yep, sure does.
Once again, it's the consistency. You know, it's interesting how, you know, an Asian or anyone else can come into our area, open up something, and we continue to buy from them and make them rich. And, you know, it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to each his own, free enterprise. But how come we never take advantage of that? Because, once again, it comes down to that, I have to say it, that kind of lower level of thinking. I mean, you talk big, one. You talk that big stuff, but when do you really make it happen?
No. Because they're busy watching other things instead of trying to, do that for themselves, trying to make it happen for themselves.
Exactly. And it's like, if that's your desire, then do it. But just think, just as much as you support somebody else, or you want to be supported, who did you support?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's that saying that the elders used to say, and still say, one hand washes the other.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know what I find interesting? Now, you see how, you know, they talk about how the Jewish people and the Arabs, they have this beef with one another. But you know what? Over in this country, I don't see them with beef with one another. I see them working together.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So what does that say? Because that kind of, to me, that kind of just makes us, you know, to a degree, look like fools. You know, looks a little foolish there. So you're trying to say, you know, on one end, you see these people, you know, they have issues, but that's overseas. But over here, they're getting money. Over here, they're handling their business. Over here, they're leaving something, you know, of substance behind for their children. Generational wealth.
Yep.
Something that, you know, a lot of us, our people don't look into.
Nope, not at all. And it's sad. You don't passing down things just like you said. If your family owned a store or something like that, and say they get too old or they get sick or something and they can't handle the store. Okay, you got kids, you got children. Pass it down to your kids. Let them handle whatever they have to. I mean, I'm sure there's places, or I'm sure there's, you know, places out there that have done that, or they do that, or people that do that, but you don't see it that often in our community. And it's sad that you don't see it, because, see, that's how the black dollar will stay in our community, if you did more things like that, or more things were, you know, done like that.
Exactly. And, see, you know, the whole thing is when we talk about, you know, once again, the whole thing of community. I remember when we was coming, like, our mothers knew the neighbors. They would talk. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they would come over, go over to each other's houses and stuff like that. Like, you know, you knew other people. Like, you know, I came up from the project. You know, when we moved to the project, you know, you dealt with people from the other building. You know, they would have the little basketball tournaments and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody congregated amongst one another. Even the police were different back then. They were community-based. They were, you know, hey, listen, I know your mother. You better get your ass home.
Mm-hmm.
they weren't so quick to, you know, to jump on you for shit because everything was, people had value of one another. People have value of their surroundings. Even the stores in the area, everybody went there, everybody patronized there. The owners, hey, listen, yeah, don't worry about it. Come see me tomorrow with the rest of the money, this, that, and the third. Why? Because we constantly patronized there.
Yeah.
That was community. You always knew that you can go somewhere. You felt comfortable. Nowadays, it's sad that some people seem like they can't even, you know, find any type of peace of mind, you know, in the areas in which they live, whether it's a block, project, everybody want to fight each other, one building against another building. This person has more than that, ghetto fab, all this stuff.
All right.
So once again, where are we going economically? Where are we going?
And, you know, I think of another reason why.
Still
oh, go ahead.
Crazy. You know what I'm saying? The
right.
neighborhood's still looking crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. I think another reason why the black dollar doesn't stay in the community as well because you have, you know, the others that come in and take over the neighborhood and they phase out a lot of these, like I'll say the mom and pop stores or, you know, stores that were, you know, that are black owned. Or stores that people, yeah, they you can see that now all in downtown Brooklyn.
Oh,
there were
yeah.
stores there that, yeah, where there were stores there that, you know, possibly might have been black owned, but like I said, a lot of those small stores, they got rid of them like within the last decade, they got rid of all them stores because they want to build up all these condos and expensive houses and put all these other stores there, you know, the other stores where, you know, you will pay top dollar for certain things or whatever. And it's sad that, like I said, we as a people, we just let it happen. That's what pisses me off. We just letting this happen. We just letting it happen. And we're not even trying to fight it. Or we see, oh, yeah, they got a such and such store down here. You know what, girl? Let's go in there and get us 5 pocketbooks. So they got this. Like, are you serious? Are you kidding me? Like, really? Are you really, like the Macy's down there? They changed it. They trying to make that Macy's look like the one in on 34th Street.
Which means that comes with more of a price.
Yep.
I mean, they want to be the you know, the small version of Manhattan. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen, this is why it's our fault though, because we choose not to hold on or value, you know, our neighborhoods. Or we choose not to focus on the community aspect of it. So what happens? People come in with the gentrification. They come
yep.
and say, well, you weren't going to do anything with this, so we'll take that. You weren't going
to
do anything
we'll
with
do
that,
it.
So we'll take this. Or, listen, this is what we're doing. You have no choice. You just got to deal with it. Or this block is, you know, I remember when the Barclays was coming up. And there was such an issue about, you know, people losing their homes. You know, people making issues about traffic and, you know, too much going on. And now, I mean, down there, it's wow.
Yep.
Like,
they went on there and did what they wanted
live,
to do.
Unless you want to live in, like, the noise and the busyness, then fine. But if not, that's not for you.
Nope.
Because no matter what you do, listen, the building is not going to stop. They'll put one building here. They'll put two high-rise buildings next to each other. And some of these apartments may sit empty for a long time, but they don't care. Buildings, European style and small bedrooms, you know, small this, small that, $5,000 a month.
Yeah, because they know they can afford
Yeah, and it's only because you live in this area, only because this is, you know, this is the chic area. This is what it is.
Unbelievable.
And once again, we let it happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
We let it happen.
It makes no
because
sense.
We don't. Yeah, it doesn't. But then again, sadly, it does make sense because change has to happen. And if we don't implement it, then it's just going to happen. It's going to be what
right,
it
but
is.
Then, well, why? Okay, well, once again, why do we have to let somebody else do that change? I mean, if you look at it, I'll say the area of, I'll say Franklin Avenue. They've been changing that, like, once again, for the last, I'll say, sure, maybe 15 years, I've been seeing the change going on around it.
And listen, I believe the only area of Brooklyn they have not been able to change yet is Brownsville. And once they change Brownsville, Brooklyn is done.
Oh, no, they already doing that. You late. They started that already.
See, so Brooklyn is done. Brooklyn is definitely done. 3054, you're on the air with the menu. What's good?
Ladies and gentlemen, I have returned.
Uh-oh.
The king of
Oh,
drum
no.
Roll, please.
Oh, man.
No, I was called to rat Big Red out. Happy New Year? Yeah, New Year will pay everybody to have a good New Year, right? Yeah, I was called Big Red in the club, dancing, chilling, having a great New Year to herself. I'm like, really?
That's right.
Wait till I tell Brother B.
She
forgot about me. What's up, K-Zo? What's up, Lady C? Happy New Year.
What's up?
Hey,
what's
New Year, guys. Hey.
Happy New Year. It's so cool. We all called at the same time. We all called
yeah,
it at the same
wow.
time.
Oh, wow.
Knock on wood.
It's good.
When they follow the leader, they follow me. Of course. Come on.
Shut up. King of Kings. King of Kings, they follow me, right?
Yeah. Well, soon, listen, let his son keep dictating, so he's going to be the king of pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Going to start calling you Big Slice.
Oh, yeah.
Big Slice. You know.
But I do have a question, Daniel. Of course,
like
I got to put
thing.
My kids to bed.
Uh-huh.
But my question is to you guys. Why is it when, okay, you know, there's black businesses out there we want to support and everything. And, you know, there's some good black businesses and there's some bad ones as well. But why is it when we're quickly to criticize, like if Brother B have a shop and, you know, he giving us bad service, we criticize Brother B, we make sure his shop goes down. But you have the Koreans, the Indians, and other ethnic people with their own businesses. They treat us like crap, but we still support regardless, especially the Chinese restaurant.
That has always been the problem. That's always been the problem. That has always been the problem. I mean, we don't support our own, and that's one of the that's why I'm glad we're talking about this, because here it is, it's 2020. You know, my biggest hope was that, you know, that we as a people, and I'm not, you know, trying to put down my own people, but however, we need to have each other's backs. And of course, it comes with our lack of us supporting each other. And also, unfortunately, we have bad customer service when it comes to our own. And that's a question. I'm glad, Roger, you asked that. And this is my other question. Like, why is it that we have our, you know, when we have our own businesses, we give such poor customer service? You know, and that's what turns people off. People are like, well, I'm not coming to that store. I'd rather go to the Koreans then.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
If
I'm going to get treated bad, if I'm going to get treated bad, I'm going to go to somebody else and get treated bad.
Exactly. I don't want to go to his store. I ain't going to his store. His store is expensive, and look how dirty it looks. Look how he doesn't even know how to receive people. You know, he's always sitting behind the counter not being courteous enough to say hello. Please, I'll go to a Korean store, I'll go to another store, and I'll go to either the Korean or the Arab and be treated better. Why should I come here for? This place
well,
never
actually,
has what
but
I
see,
want.
That's the misconception. You know what I'm saying? You're not being treated better because they like you. They just want your money because they really don't give a damn about you. See, the whole thing, once again, it goes back to the fact that we don't have that humility. Like, we don't humble ourselves. Like, just because you open up a store, that don't mean you're a boss. You know, maintain for a couple of years on the same in the same area and, you know, be a pillar in the community. And then, you know, then you can have some bragging rights. You know
but it
saying?
Also goes back to education as well. When you open a business, you should consistently take, there's free seminars and things like that for customer service and so forth that you're building a brand. This is why PC Richards has been in business for so long, and people will still to this day shop with them for electronics and things. They give their employees the holidays off and things like that. They're not trying to open for this Black Friday, which is going to be the same Saturday sales anyway. You understand what I'm saying? So to me, you need to know the aspect of what is good customer service. So it is a big misconception. Oh, we don't know how to humble ourselves and this, that. That's all misconceptions because I've seen great Black-owned salons, stores, things like that do good. Don't think that there's not other races and so forth that have their own business that give bad customer service. And you guys will still shop there because you know what? You don't want to shop at that other store, but you'll shop with them. Their prices might be even higher. You're still going to purchase it. So it's the same thing like what you just said, K-Dog, with the Chinese food. Why do we still buy Chinese food? Y'all know that's dog that they're giving, but you still want it. So I don't know.
You don't know it's dog.
I'm just saying, hold on. Let me correct myself.
Are you kidding?
If anyone ever had a rat lo mein, I mean, hey.
Well, I ain't never taste no rat, so I don't know. I mean, you know the thing is, one of the issues is, and I do think it's a thing of like, you know, humbling ourselves sometimes because sometimes we treat people a certain way because we feel that we're different. I mean, sometimes our people rush to this whole thing of like, well, I'm different from you because I own a business. Just because you own on paper doesn't mean, like Lady T said, you know how to run a business. It's like that ego starts to kick in just because you own something on paper. You know what I'm saying? But just because if you think that separates you, but it doesn't really, if anything, a job is a job. You just do the paperwork. You own what you do. Some people just, you know, work for someone else. But it doesn't mean you're better just because you got that paperwork. And I think that's the difference. We some of us feed into the ego of things. Oh, I own a business, or I'm doing this in the community, or I'm doing that. Listen, don't talk about it. Just be about it. If you take so much pride in your business, then try to make sure that you support the community that you live in. Don't look for the community to support you if you're not supporting it. If you're just looking to get money out of these people, but then what do you expect? But it's like, it goes back to what the Lady T said. You look at PC Richards, they treat their employees a certain way. Sometimes I hate to say it. I mean, I've seen it. But sometimes we treat each other like shit.
Oh, yes, we do.
But we expect so much in return. And it's like, does it really work like that? No, it doesn't. But once again, I'm a boss. I own this. I run this. This is my that. Sit your $5 ass down before I make change type of bullshit. That's what it is.
That don't mean they got to run it like they run a Death Row Records.
Yeah, but you know what? Once again, it's that ego tripping part. I mean, listen, I've seen some mom and pop stores, you know, and I like those stores. I take comfort in some of those spots, but once again, they're not really around anymore. Why? Because once again, if your rent is like $5,000 for the month, and nobody's in there buying anything. I mean, yo, you're priced out automatically. A lot of these little people, they can't afford to even, get into certain neighborhoods. And when they go into certain neighborhoods where they can't afford, either they're not supported or they wind up getting robbed or, you know, something else.
And that's another thing. So, we got to stop hurting one another, man, when it comes to the businesses, because, you know, I'm glad you mentioned about the robbery, man. It's just crazy.
No, we hurt each other. You know, or we'll be selling
right.
drugs right in front of the store, or we're doing this with, you know,
oh,
we're doing all
yeah.
types of stuff that we just, you know, act a little crazy, you know, right in front of the spot, and then, oh, this is my block. This ain't your block, man. This is just where you live two blocks away. How is this your block? You don't own nothing
yeah,
over this.
Yeah, that really, like, grinds my gears seeing, you know, like I said, you know this is a business, you know, and you just in front of there just doing all kinds of stuff. You got people that got to, you know, they're coming in with their kids. You know, they're coming in with their kids, and y'all just out there just doing stupidness, and that brings down, you know, that makes people not want to. That's another reason why maybe that happens as well, because, you know, you have, well, just like you said, you got the Negroes in the neighborhood that think, oh, yeah, this is black owned. We could just stand in front of him. We could do this and do that and do whatever we want, because, you know, so-and-so ain't going to say nothing because we know him. But no, you bring it down the morale of his store. People ain't going to want to come in. And not just because y'all live in the neighborhood, people know you, don't mean somebody want to see you 24 hours a day standing in front of this man's, or, you know, store that they got to come in and get something from. Nobody wants that. Now you making
yeah.
his business go down, he or she business go down.
As soon as you say something, and as soon as you say, hey, guys, can you do me a favor? Can you take it over there? And all of a sudden, you're a problem.
Mm-hmm. Or you a sellout, and you this and you that.
Exactly. Exactly. And I don't see why it has to go this way, but once again, the whole thing of community.
Ignorance.
You know, there's very few. Very few actual communities still exist. For the life of me, as long as we've been in this country, I really still don't see why we just don't get it. I don't see
right.
why we're still stuck in the same place that we seem to be stuck in, where we got a couple of little advances here and there, a couple of little, you know, kudos here and there. But in the grand scheme of things, what do we got?
Right, absolutely.
You know, as much as I hear, you know, like, you know, Lady T is big on education. But you know what? I always hear from, like, a woman. Where's the black men stepping up, becoming teachers, or, you know what I'm saying, doing what needs to be done in our community? Where's it at? We should be doing this as a whole, helping one another, and really
yep.
our community. But it's not happening. Everything is just, like, one-sided.
I don't know. That's
sad. It comes down to the thing of the black dollar, or our dollars not staying in our community, of course it's not going to stay in our community. Why? Because, once again, to a degree, we don't have one. And I say those
very tragic.
We keep going to the Asian, we keep going to the Chinese rest, we keep doing this, we keep doing that. Now, check this out. The sad thing is, if I have to play devil's advocate for a hot second, there may be a financial issue to it. So let's see. You get chicken wings and you get some chicken wings and fried rice. You know, it's probably like $5. But you got the Caribbean spot. You want some oxtail seasoned rice. But you know, that's $10. Depending on how your pockets look, where you going to go.
Right.
Because you know, all of us, ain't none of us here probably not guilty of saying, God damn, these prices are expensive up in the Caribbean spot. Because Caribbean food, yeah, it's natural. It's more natural than some of this other shit we be eating. And it's good. And it's home-cooked food. And, of course, it's going
right.
to be expensive. Because good stuff doesn't come cheap. Because
they're using good, right, they're using real ingredients. Like
mm-hmm.
Exactly. But yet, once again, depending on how your pockets are set up, you may not be able to get that, you know, peas and rice with the oxtails or the curry gold. You may have
but
to
like
go for the chicken wings and french fries. Yeah. You may have to get chicken wings and french fries. And that's the sad thing, that some of the people in the hood or in neighborhood have to make that decision. Some of them may want to eat good, but they can't because, you know, their pockets say something else.
Mm-hmm. Like the health food stores, like a lot of those, the health food stores, a lot of those are, you know, like if you think about like on Nostrand and Fulton Street and stuff like those places, because remember, that's heavily, you know, West Indian territory and stuff like that. So a lot of those are black owned.
Yep.
But you know, people support them, but you know, because of the just like you say, because of the expense, sometimes it's like, oh, I want to, you know, get that ginger tea from them, but then I'd rather just go to, you know, to some little supermarket and get it or whatever, you know, because it might be a little more expensive with them.
Well, you know, I've been getting into this whole practice thing of like, I'd rather spend the $10 than the $5.
Okay.
I'd rather spend the $10 than the $5 because you know what? It'll be more gratifying and it'll taste better. And overall, it just works. To me, it just works out better compared to the fried chicken. Somebody's been probably using that same damn grease all day, and the fried rice, which, you know, I mean, come on.
Yeah, and it works out better for health-wise. Health-wise,
yeah,
too, in the long run.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, it, like I said, it may be an extra $5 that you'd be like, ah, I can use this $5 later, but you know what? I'd rather just spend the 10. I'd rather just spend $10, man, because not just because it's going towards, you know, a worthy cause. Like I said, it's not to, you know, shut down anybody else's hustle, but got to think health-wise, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Got to make, you know, got to make those different decisions. And when it boils down to it, got to support.
Did you think they'll ever put a Whole Foods in the black community?
When black people start spending the 10 and not the 5, they will.
5? Oh, okay.
In certain areas,
don't they have Whole Foods in the black communities, though?
Yes,
they do.
As a matter of fact, I could say in my area, in the area of Crown Heights, they're planning on opening one. In one of those new buildings that they just built, I saw some advertising for Whole Foods that's coming to your neighborhood. I'm like, really? This is something
else.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, so you,
well,
they about trying to move you up out of it.
Yeah, basically.
I don't think so. They have some in other areas of Brooklyn. I don't think so.
My whole thing is this. If that's what they're going to do, beautiful. Because we need some other alternatives. But the whole thing is at what price, you know, comes with that.
You want to know something? You could go to ShopRite and stuff like that also and get your fresh vegetables and things like that. You need to start looking at what you're purchasing to make sure it says gluten-free and things like that. There's supermarkets all over that sells that.
True. But you know
what? Yeah, but do you think
it's
going to be
as fresh as
Whole Foods?
It's really not expensive. Yeah, it's the same products. And some of them are even better.
You're
paying for Whole
Foods'
name.
Right, but see, I look at it like this. Sorry to cut you off, Brother B, but I look at it like this. They may put those things in our neighborhood, like in ShopRite or these little stores and stuff like that. But to me, I don't know, for some reason, I guess it's just me, I feel that they don't give as good as quality as they would like in Whole Foods in certain neighborhoods or whatever.
Well, I think... Well,
like the same product is not
going to
be as a good quality.
Well, I think they have to stick to Whole Foods. If you open a Whole Foods, they got to stick to a certain standard.
What's the difference, guys, between Whole Foods and other products that are telling you it's gluten-free, no GMOs and things like that? I think it's all about also reading the labels so you know what you're purchasing. Because
that's all you're doing is
paying for Whole Foods' name also.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's like it's the big difference between Levi's and Gucci.
Sure. Yeah,
it really depends. You know, it depends if you want to spend that Levi's money or you want to spend that you know, that Gucci money. You know, but it really all depends. Like, I've been in a couple of ShopRites, and there's one ShopRite which will remain nameless. Their vegetables are horrible. 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 Like, I've you know, I couldn't believe it. Like, I was like, wow. Now, me and Big Red been on a couple of shopping trips. Now, that ShopRite over there by out in Gateway, now, that's solid.
That's
a good one. Yeah, but I've seen one with it. Vegetables is real poor looking. Just real poor. Like,
no,
they
you know what?
To a certain standard.
And is that based on the community though? What does the community look like over there? You get what I'm saying? Because when growing up
downtown
in
New Rochelle, downtown New Rochelle, downtown New Rochelle. There's no reason why the vegetables should be looking like.
Why? What does that area look like? That's what I'm asking you. Like, what is that area?
What does it look like? It looks very mixed, and there's a lot of money in it. It's not cheap. Downtown New Rochelle is by far not cheap.
Then maybe vegetables shouldn't be looking like that then.
I
that's the same thing. I couldn't understand it myself. It kind of made me, you know, just feel like packing a bag.
And that seems to be that. Yeah, that seems like wow. That's what we had to do back in the day. I got with Brother P saying bags back in C Town back in the day.
Yep. Oh wow.
Like,
yo,
like 15, 16. Listen.
I don't know.
Like that store's problem. So I wouldn't even want to purchase anything from that shop, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. I just found it real, real suspect. But hold on. Caller 4953. You're on the air with the Minions. What's up?
Yeah, you was talking about keeping money in the black community.
Oh,
yes,
boy.
Sir.
Oh, boy.
That's our topic.
Here he
comes. Well, that's something hard to do.
Well, first of all, your name, sir?
Well, my name is Bianchi. That's going to be very
difficult. Oh, Happy New Year to you. I didn't recognize you for a second there. How you doing? So why?
You know why that's going to be hard to do?
Why?
Because the things that you sell, and I would imagine you're talking about convenience food items. They're not manufacturing in the black community.
It's not just food. I mean, it could be clothing. It could be, you know, anything.
Clothing.
But it's just in general.
In the black community. a second thing you have to take in consideration, many of those items are produced and handled by Asians. In other words, if you wanted to buy wholesale, more than likely, if you went to a flea market, the items and clothes that they sell in the flea market, look at the boxes. They come from Asian sources. Asian making them, Asian shipping them, and you have Asian custom brokers that clear them as they come through the country, and they warehouse and distribute them. So if you have a retail outlet that's trying to duplicate what an Asian retail outlet is doing, Asians are not going to give you family prices. I mean, that's just the way it works.
No, I mean, I feel you on that.
You know that, right?
I feel you on that. But listen, I feel you on that.
I mean, I just
want
to put that out there.
It boils down to the
realize.
Control. No, I feel you on that. I do not disagree. I mean, it boils down to control. I mean, we don't control the resources. If we control the resources, then maybe we
don't control the resources
of
the things that you're trying to sell. Then, you're buying, your biggest price is when you go out and buy those resources. Then you're going to try to sell them. You buy for $10, you're going to try to sell for $12, and you're going to have 20% profit. But that 20% profit is going to go towards, rent and wages and things like that. So if you ain't manufacturing and producing in today's time, it's literally impossible to do.
And that's the stereotype.
Well, I mean, to a degree it is, but, you know, me and Red have talked about this before, and it's like we don't control anything to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, this should be at some point where we should be manufacturing our own so we can control mm-hmm. our own, so we can do business with our own. But the whole thing is, I mean, the Jews do it, the Asians do it, the Indians do it. Everybody else is really doing it, but us to a degree.
Yeah, those people do it. But you're talking about special people that's able, capable, have the network and the capital to do those things. In your in the regular general community, that type of individual just don't exist. You know, another thing, too, if you want to open up a grocery store, for instance, right now, the Federal Department of Agriculture have grants for those who want to, they have the capability to open up a grocery store in what they call food deserts. And I've seen some as high as $10 million. But they require you to have that area surveyed and analyzed to see if the money is there. And I know someone who was doing an area in Illinois called Cairo. I'm sure you've heard of Cairo, Illinois. It's a black community. And the possibility just wasn't there. The person had to pull off of it. So it's a difficult thing what you're saying. And it's more difficult today with the fact that you got the big box stores like your Walmart, your Targets. There's now Barton Gary filing for Chapter 11 Brooklyn because of the competition. So I just wanted to put that out there.
And why was the person not allowed to get the grant and so forth to open up the business? Were they blackballed due to the fact that it was the location of the community? Or
they done a feasibility study, and the feasibility just not there. You know, people aren't going to put money where it's not going to, where they can't.
Where it's not
going to
make money. Right, got you. Okay.
See, when they do study on a store area, you want your every customer that comes in that store, you want them to spend, according to what I was told, at least $12. And they have to come in a number of times per week. Then there has to be a number of people that do that. So, anyway.
But, yeah, but I mean, I get it. You want to, listen, it's like you got to build up a base. If you don't have a base, you know, or a solid foundation, how could you do business? How could you,
okay,
how,
and that
how
goes
how
back
you
to what you were talking about at the top of the show, Brother B, with the community. It goes back to community, just like the brother is saying that, you know, they were not able to get it. That's due to the community. Nobody's going to invest in a community that's pretty much destroyed anyway. Let's say, for instance,
exactly.
In Brooklyn, Brownsville is one of those places. You know what I mean? Nobody's investing in that if they know they're not going to be making the money.
What Brooklyn are you talking about? Brooklyn, Illinois, by chance?
No,
Brooklyn,
Brooklyn,
New York.
In Brooklyn, New York.
That's a whole
so it could just be the, you know, the community. In certain communities where they know they're
or
not going to get the money. Right, yeah.
Well, see, the people have to have the money, too. That's why come you have Dollar General and Aldi's in certain communities.
Right, because of servicing to that community as well. In those
well, they're serving low-income
right.
people.
Right, mm-hmm. Yep,
and
exactly.
people that's using
exactly.
government assistance like SNAP and so forth.
What's that?
Even
so
though everybody
anyway,
has got nothing to do with SNAP.
I'll let you guys go back to your program.
Yeah, well, we're about to wrap it up. This is a short one for tonight. But thank you, Mr. Keonti, for calling in.
Absolutely. Thank you very
much. Have a good night, sir. Hey, mm-hmm. King Dog, good hearing from you. Lady T, it has been a pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Big Red, yo.
Yep.
Another the first one for the Indian can. So we gonna have to come with something raunchy next Tuesday.
Okay, no problem. You know that's
raunchy.
Not right up my alley.
We'll let you and Lady T work on that. But in the meantime,
oh, boy.
Another one. All right,
Lady
can.
T.
No, my
I'm
goodness.
Following your lead
too,
right on
Monday
that
night.
One.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
You guys have a good night.
All right, guys.
Good night.
Good night.
Later.
Peace out.
Peace.